There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Shake up your lineup and compete free for stacks of cash with the Absolute Football Challenge. Get in on the action and take your free shot at a share of $5,000 in cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com to set your roster before game time. Absolute, born to mix. 21 and over, please. Please drink responsibly. DraftKings.com for details.
Welcome in. Follow the money here. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In this hour, we have win-lose coming up in 15 minutes, recapping last night's betting action. Adam Chernoff on the program in 30 minutes. He's got a bunch of bets that he likes already for this week.
He had a great week. Great week. And a good appearance Friday on the show. And thank you. Keep them coming. We'll revisit. You've had great tweets on most annoying songs.
Yeah.
Great feedback on that and some very good ones.
Mm. I mean, to make a top five list is impossible.
Well, that's.
I mean, the catalog of songs is what, 5 billion over the years? Who knows how many songs? So you got to make a list of like probably 25, 50, 100 or whatever to actually give it some really good perspective.
And when you go back and look at it, most of these were hits, which it's an indictment of what we listen to, right?
Okay, so we do have a lot of news in the NFL, and we'll tie it into the schedule that we have this week. You've been calling Week 11 maybe the most difficult week, in recent weeks anyway, for survivor bets. But of the news that we have at quarterback across the league, Deshaun Watson eligible to return to practice. He can't play until Week 13 against Houston. Dennis Allen told reporters he has not made a decision yet with his quarterback. Dalton.
That's enough.
Winston.
No, it's enough of Dalton.
You're going to say that's enough of Winston at halftime.
He can't be worse.
You can't be worse than Dalton?
No. He won't turn it over as much as Dalton.
That's Winston won't turn it over as much.
I'm selling. Come on, Mitch. They lead the league at turnover. It's been every week. I'll bet he's been. Can't do it. Put Hill in. Run gadget stuff with Hill. Worked last year. They almost went to the playoffs.
That might be. I think we're probably going to start to see a little bit more.
Do that
coming up.
Let him throw run gadget stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you're better off. I mean, this is ridiculous. 10 points? Come on.
Yeah, we have the news in the Panthers game against the Ravens.
Yeah.
It's no longer going to be P.J. Walker. It's going to be Baker Mayfield. By the way, Sam Darnold's going to be his backup now in that game. Would that make you have any more interest in taking? Now the line's ticked up to 13.
Yeah, he was terrible, though. He was terrible when he was in there. He played well in the blowout when he came in relief against Cincinnati. But Walker's done a pretty good job. You take out the first start when against the Rams, right? Well, they couldn't do anything. But the performance in Atlanta, and then
Buccaneers game,
yeah, and then misleading stats in the Thursday night game because of the weather, and then it technically was a pass. Well, technically it was a run, but the pass to Chenault that was housed for 40 yards. So, but this running game too, and the emergence of Foreman, just manage the game. Don't turn it over. I can't say Mayfield might turn it over. That's what he's prone to do.
Well, I would tell you that I think of the most difficult teams for me to either to handicap for sure, and then to bet this year. Carolina is at the very top of the list. They're right there.
Right. So a couple of angles here. You are right. There are 6 games in Week 11 with a spread of 3, and we kick it off Thursday with a good one with the Packers, and that's 1. That's 3, and support for Green Bay there. Even though Tennessee's covered 7 in a row. But the other thing, and the big thing, is the survivor. Because how bad is Week 11? They're murky waters. I reached out to someone, and we know a couple people that are still left in the contest. $6 million. It is so bad, and Week 11 is so difficult, if you've used Baltimore, that do you consider using the Bills? Do you say, I use the Bills? Let me lay it out.
No,
for
again,
you.
Explain though, because here specifically Circa, Thanksgiving is a separate week.
Right.
Those 3 games are a separate week, and you got to consider hanging on to the Bills for that game against the Lions.
Just the 3 games. You have to use somebody. It's a separate week. Would you use the Bills against the Browns? Because you don't want to choose between a Washington, a Giants, a Patriots, a Denver, and Atlanta, and then you trust. You trust Minnesota and Kirk Cousins on the night game against Belichick. Is that a better option?
Okay, well, here's
as opposed to you take a Giants laying 3 at home against the Lions, a Patriots laying 3 against the Jets. Yes, they beat them 13 in a row. Washington on the road, which you're not supposed to do, but Washington now on the road. Short week against god-awful Houston. Atlanta laying 3 at home against the Bears. Denver laying 3 at home. I mean, the person I talked to, That's what they're considering. Those are his options. If he uses Buffalo against Detroit on Thanksgiving, he's got to go either Giants, Patriots, Atlanta, Washington, or Denver.
Okay, but what if I told you, to answer your question about using Buffalo this week specifically against the Browns, what if I told you Buffalo is getting dumped on with snow this weekend?
I know, yeah. I saw that.
Are you going to be
Well, it's also the weather. You never know.
I mean, Josh Fumble just fumbled with it. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's a light snow, if it's going to be a foot, I don't know. It'll be a problem.
So it's early here on a Tuesday morning, and I'm briefly looking at the weather app right now. They're calling for 90% chance of snow on Friday, 70 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. And I can't break that down any further because we're having internet problems today.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I can tell you on the old handy-dandy app.
If it's a blizzard, here comes Nick Chubb. I mean, in your face.
And by the way, Josh Allen, again, with the game on the line, fumbled at the goal line, of all things.
Yeah.
Maybe in sloppy conditions. Maybe the UCLA.
Yeah, it's a tough call. Listen, I mean, there's a lot on the line here. We're down to 86 now. And this has been this incredible NFL season where no one's safe.
Look
what happened last night.
That is one hell of a deal of a pickle.
It's a tough call.
The conundrum, if you have been specifically avoiding Buffalo, like so many people have, and that was the right play all year long for the Detroit game, and then you might have to call an audible and use them because the schedule is so tight this week and the teams that you have remaining. Oh,
right. If you have the Ravens, it's a no-brainer.
No way I'm sleeping this week if I'm in Survivor.
Yep.
No way.
There's a lot of people, and I didn't have them, and our buddy Fitz still would have been alive too. He also was carried out by Fields. But if you don't have Baltimore, this is rough. This is the week with 6 games where you see the spreads 3. And you don't, other than Baltimore, which a lot of people have already used, you don't have that big favorite.
Sure.
I can't imagine anyone has the Chiefs left either.
Well, they do.
How many?
I think it's 24, according to the
Really? Grant. Still 24? Yeah. Now, that'll be interesting. Do you use them on the road Sunday night? Could you get creative and say, well, I can't.
Maybe
too many injuries with the Chargers.
Maybe that's a play.
That's surprising. It's that many.
If you really want to hang tight, you know, with the Bills.
Right. You said 49ers, didn't you?
49ers the Monday could be a night play. Okay. By the way, Zach Ertz out for the year now.
Yep. You still have 50 people with the 49ers. Wow.
49ers could be a big one.
Mexico City.
Again. Yeah, they're much better than Arizona. Much, much better than Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
Hence the big point spread.
Yeah.
Also, I think we have, I think we're down to 4 people with the Eagles now. Would you want to use the Eagles against the Colts if you have them left? 4 out of the 86 people here for $6.1 million.
No.
After what happened last night.
No.
Okay. And then, this is interesting. Jeff Saturday now. It's been a week on the job. Has one win under his belt already.
Yeah.
Okay. He was already asked if he's, they're huge dogs. He was already asked if he's going to use the point spread as motivation against Philly.
Is it bad, George? I haven't looked at it, so I'm sure it's not pretty.
9.5.
Oh, so that's a bad one. That's a bad one, right? Now, listen, man, I'm not sweating that. I don't know. I don't know that we were I'm not sure who was favored in the last one, but it probably wasn't our way. But, you know, when I look at those things, I've been around this game a long time, man. And I know that there is perception and there is reality. And I think Tony Dungy used to do a fantastic job. And I try to replicate that of, hey, here's the perception of who we are. And here's the reality. Here's a perception of who the team we're playing is. Here's the reality. We have to live in the reality, not the perception. And here's the way that we have to go at and attack this football team if we want to give ourselves a chance.
I think he's missing a great opportunity here
where
he could just say, guys, sure. Do you remember the message that we heard locally and nationally last week? Nobody gave us a chance. They said it was a rock bottom. You know, they said it couldn't get any worse. They said what Jim Irsay did was a catastrophe.
Sure.
It was the most egregious thing that other football players had ever seen. We won the game. Now we're catching, at the time, 9.5 points. Absolutely, I'm going to use it as motivation.
Yeah. Use the look-ahead line. Lie to him. They're going to say it was 11.5.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, it doesn't change anything either, just because they won the game. I mean, I still, you know, Chris Russo had a great rant on it as well, and a lot of people are ticked off about this, and people are even mad at Bill Cowher, which you're not comparing apples to apples. And if you missed it, he went off for a good 2.5 minutes on this on the pregame show, and you can see it on social media. But other people are pointing out and saying, hey, the hypocrisy, Bill. You had no broadcasting experience. You started at the top. You walked into a great job on a pregame show. I mean, what you didn't have experience either.
Sure.
So certainly it's easier to coach someone up to just talk for 30 seconds as opposed to an NFL coach where you have to you don't see your family and you're living at the facility as well. But I thought that was – I understand the hypocrisy too about some of these people going after Saturday and the Colts saying, you're in the broadcasting business. You started at the top. You don't have experience either.
Yeah, it's a good angle.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they should fire back. Can you give me your resume what you did? Where'd you make the rounds? Where'd you start?
Sure.
You start out in Juneau, Alaska, and then where? You went to Casper, Wyoming. You made the rounds like everybody else who actually wanted to be a broadcaster for their careers? No? Oh, you didn't? You started off in CBS? Okay, yeah, right.
Yep.
Then don't talk to me about it. But
I just, after what you watched last night and then the Thursday night game against Houston, it's got to be a big dose of Taylor who ran wild against the Raiders. And it's just things have changed. Now it's going to be Ryan. I mean, that performance against New England with Sam I am, 0-14 on third down. Please.
That's why the whole thing the Irsay is just off the rails.
Right.
Irsay sent the message, you're going to go to Sam Ellinger.
Sure. How do you think Frank Reich feels?
Of course.
Look, come on, if I have Matt Ryan, I beat the Chiefs at least. I still have my job if I could use Matt Ryan,
you know
probably.
What? You know what? Frank Reich is probably saying, good, I'm glad I'm out.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have to work for this guy anymore.
All right.
I'll find another job maybe sometime down the road. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap last night's betting action. If you missed what took place in college basketball last night, I mean, huge dogs, not only covering, winning outright. Paulie has the numbers for you next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, let's get nuts. Commanders 4-1 on a money line. Cash it. First half money line plus 285. How about at Bet Rivers? Halftime, full time, 6-1. You know, I should have made $1,000 last night. I lost money because of that final play of the game. That also decided Commanders to win both halves 14-1.
Yeah, that's
the defensive touchdown on the final play. What are you doing?
They were in the plus 4, plus 450 range on the money line in the second half.
Oh God.
Yep.
I mean, they throw you at your own. You could see it coming.
Oh, it's pointless.
Why didn't Rivera take any time off the clock? Why was it the real quick kneel down?
Right,
so then they punt, and then there's still 5 seconds left. You could see it coming a mile away. And that's like, okay, guys, you have to go 95 yards. Well, let's throw the ball in our own end zone. What could go wrong?
We'll make it happen.
This started about 5 years ago. I don't get it. You got to start to advance the ball first.
Yeah.
Can't go backwards 10 yards.
I don't understand that because it was such a lack of effort. There was no one even there. They knew the game was over with. They had no chance of converting that. And they're just like, oh, here you go. Take another touchdown.
So defensive touchdown cashes plus 260, and then the Commanders win both halves. Hurts to score the first touchdown, 6-1. Robinson to score a touchdown, plus 210. Gibson, plus 170. Goddard, 2-1. Eagles' first loss prop. Commanders, plus 350. They were tied with the Colts going in to yesterday. Commanders to win between 7 and 12 points. That cash is 12-1. Mitch, asking you shall receive. You mentioned it yesterday. Did some digging. The Vikings were 30-1 in play, down 17 late in the third quarter against the Bills. They come back to win the game. The Lions were 8-1, and the Packers were 13-1, down 14 against the Cowboys.
And my guess was 14. I'll give you another one from last night. We have a member of the VSIN, the Follow the Money Army, who had a nickel on Devontae Smith, 12-1, to score the last touchdown.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how we lost the bet.
Oh, my God. That's pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
Northwestern State, 18-1 in college hoops. They beat TCU. How about that?
So you're telling me TCU's bad? They were the same team that were favored by 35 last week, and they trailed by 20 at
right.
one point.
How about Maine? Hello, Maine. We love you, Nesson. They were 19-1. Beat Boston College by 5. Northwestern State was a 21-point dog. Wow. Maine, a big dog, too. Stetson did it again. 3-1 on the money line. They won again. Florida Atlantic, 6-1. They beat Florida. DePaul, Minnesota under. 138 down to 134.5. 69-53. Northern Colorado, Baylor over. 152 up to 158. 95-62. Cornell, St. Francis over. 151.5 to 158. 80-77. TCU, Northwestern State under. 142.5 to 137, 64, 63. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and tweets? Look at this. Are you kidding me? This is Australia. Look at that. That's, oh, my God. Coming in with the view and the, at night and then the water, how that looks. Isn't that something?
It's beautiful, man.
It's paradise. That is awesome. Incredible view. Incredible picture there as well. Give me some volume, huh? Give me some volume. Give me the husky. Hello. Take me out. There we go. Time for a walk. Come on. Let's
look
go.
Look at that coat, by the way. That's beautiful brown husky.
Yeah. Huh. Good observation. That's right. They love to talk. They talk
to me.
Oh, come on. They're great. Huskies or something. Huh? How about this video? Look at the dog. This dog's saving the kid here. They're out going for a little walk in the yard. Yep, now the neighbor's walking. He gets off the leash. Here he comes, and he's coming after the little guy. And look at that. He's setting up a picket fence here, and the pick coming. No. You're not getting my buddy. And he chases off the other dog. Till finally the owner comes over and is able to grab the dog. I mean, you got a leash on him? Come on. But the guy, he's out for a walk, and he comes running over. And he's making a beeline for the kid. And look at the dog. Now you're not up in here. You're not touching him. Great job by the dog playing security guard there. That's great. One lose some, it was a big one. At Caesars, someone put $330,000 on Eagles' money line last night.
I saw a bunch of big bets that were coming in before kickoff.
Yep. $330,000. My God. Also lose some surreal piece of theater out here. Mark Davis. Was asked about the season and Josh McDaniels, Paul Gutierrez, ESPN, also Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get a load of some of these quotes. Look at Mark Davis here. Asked about the dreaded vote of confidence. I gave him the vote of confidence when I signed him to a contract to be the coach. He also has been told he's coming back next year. He also said, people in today's world want instant gratification. The guys coached 9 games. We're 2-7. Not the results we're looking for, but at the same time, we've lost the games where we've had the ball late with a chance to win. We are building something here, he says. We're building. You're not the Texans. You made the playoffs last year. This is lunacy what's going on. But ridiculous comments by the owner last year.
Yeah, that comment was ridiculous.
We're building something. Yeah. You lost on the final play against the Bengals who went to the Super Bowl. We're building something.
Sure. That's a bad comment. The rest of it, though, is the realistic, level-headed approach to take here. Like, do I think Josh McDaniels is a good coach? No, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that he's probably a bad coach. And he's probably, like, in the 5 to 10% chance that he's a really, really bad coach. But you can't – I mean, again, I think Derek Carr is the major problem here.
Yeah.
But if you keep firing guys like this, what are you going to do? You're going to chase somebody next year, and then what if it's worse? You want to get rid of him after year one as well? So it is a tricky spot that they're in.
Yeah. All right. This tweet is ridiculous. Hello, Denver. I mean, this one is tough to take.
Oh.
If the Broncos had scored exactly 18 points in regulation of every game, they'd be 8-1. I mean, check the numbers on that. Yeah, it's right. How about that?
Well, the defense again playing
they're unbelievable. What a wasted
elite
year.
Level. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yep. That is staggering. One bad beat, Charleston. Lane 2.5. They led by 20. They won by 2. Oh, God. Win some, lose some.
Presented there was a big line move on that game, too.
Yeah, presented by how high?
They were a 4-point dog, I think, on the opener.
Are you kidding? Oh, I missed that. Thank you. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Great response today. Interaction. We love to hear from you. Earlier, we did top five most annoying songs. Top five Tuesday. I tweeted out as well both of our lists. I went with Macarena, A Tie, My Humps, Black Eyed Peas, and also, you know, I Got a Feeling, boy. Work by Rihanna, Who Let the Dogs Out, Baja Men, No Rain, Blind Melon.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, good list as well. Very good list. You had...
I go, Achy Breaky Heart. Closing Time by Semisonic.
Sure, yeah.
You Shook Me All Night Long. My Heart Will Go On, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Okay.
Now, I must admit, You Shook Me All Night Long was a song I used to like when I was much younger, but it was destroyed by radio play. And now I guess that might make it... We could probably make it an entirely different list based on that alone.
We can, and we will. Several tweets. Anything Nickelback. Will Smith songs. Ooh, good one here. Boy. Chumbawamba.
Okay.
Remember that?
Oh,
I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again.
That's right.
Terrible. Mamba Number 5.
Never liked that song.
Another one. Pina Colada.
Ah, that's a happy...
Oh,
that's
whoa.
That's fine. I'm okay
really?
With that one. Yeah, you're in a good mood around a bunch of people.
Anything Jimmy Buffett. Tough. Another one, most annoying songs. This is very good. This is a deep dive. Remember Presidents of the United States?
Slightly.
Lump. Take a look. They did a song called Lump and Peaches.
Are you telling
that's
me that
all,
I need...
That's all. They just kept repeating the same thing.
Do I need to go to YouTube after the
bad.
Show and listen today?
It's Lump. Gonna... Yeah, put on Lump.
I'll give you another one.
Look up Lump.
Give me another one. How about anything done from the Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah, I didn't get it. It was on my overrated list. I never understood the day, the fascination, the love affair. I don't get it.
Yep.
I don't care for it.
Nope.
I don't like it. I don't.
Never understood it.
No.
Not a fan.
His voice.
Set the lights.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Right. Yeah. A good list though. Very good. Fun to kick around. Top five most annoying songs.
Oh, they're coming in from every angle.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
But they're very good though. I mean, there's that Lump. That's a deep one. But it's accurate.
Yeah, I don't recall that one. Okay.
YouTube it during the break. Lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Latest odds, lines. I'll handle churn off. Look it up. Bet Rivers, your go-to for any soccer-related content. Check out Bet Rivers' special World Cup promotions like the futures, the insurance bet, the daily bets. Bet Rivers Sportsbook calling all soccer fans. It starts Sunday. They head to BetRivers.com or download the app to get in all the game day action. It's a whole new game. And a week from today, my friend. How about two matches while we're live on the air? 2 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yep.
Will be four matches.
Can I give you another song
Tuesday.
That
I'm ready to go? Sure, hit me.
Radio play really killed
hit
it for me.
I
used to, many years ago, used to like it. But it's like, it's the only song this band ever wrote or produced or played. Rooster by Alice in Chains. And I know what it's about. I get it.
Yeah.
That
dad,
thing
Vietnam.
Got more radio play. And I'm like, you know,
that's
they have other hits. Can you give me another song besides Rooster once?
Really like Alice in Chains. A lot of hits, a deep catalog, yet they only play three songs.
That's it.
That's a good observation.
Adam Chernoff on the program coming up next. Very good. Betting the NFL. We'll ask him to handicap games potentially impacted by bad weather this weekend, along with bets that he likes this morning.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
World Cup countdown's on. Now's the time to get your copy of the World Cup betting guide with VSiN, Nigel Seeley, on all eight groups. How about that? And we got picks and predictions for every group and awards. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. It's your only way to get the guide. Sign up now for $99. Get VSiN Pro access, everything we do all the way through the Super Bowl. I can't wait to read this. VSiN.com/subscribe for the World Cup betting guide. And watch the betting preview show on YouTube. Just subscribe to VSiN Live on YouTube. Piece of cake.
Here we go. Friend of the show, great NFL handicapper and analyst and the voice of the Simple Handicap podcast, Adam Chernoff, joins the program now. Good morning, pal. Great week last week.
Very good week. Staying sort of steady here the last 4 to 6 weeks, just keeping her afloat. So hopefully this week is another good one to add on top of it.
Okay, we were talking about like survivor plays earlier, and I pointed out that of the people who have the Niners left, you might really want to consider that team this week. There's not a lot to like in Survivor, but overall, I mean, it is just a complete mismatch on paper. The coaching, the talent overall, and now the injury starting to mount up for Arizona. Zach Ertz out for the year. What do you think of this game coming up?
What's Survivor down to? Is it sub 50 people now?
86.
Okay, so yeah, you're kind of at the point where you're playing to get through the week. I know there's people that'll look strategy-wise, but I mean, this is a season unlike any other in terms of how quickly people have been knocked out. Mitch, like you said, this is a mismatch on both sides of the football. Neutral field game in Mexico. The Niners defense has been solid all year. It's completely healthy, and you're getting an Arizona Cardinals offensive line that could be missing as many as four starters. It's been a lingering problem for the Cardinals the last 3 to 4 weeks. Fact of the matter is, it's a banged up offensive line that couldn't pass block to begin with when they were healthy, as bad as a matchup as it gets. You mentioned Zach Ertz is out. Kyler Murray has the hamstring injury, which kept him out a week ago. This is all around bad. And on the other side, this is a 49ers offense that left a lot on the field against the Chargers. Multiple drives stalled inside the 15-yard line, 10-yard line. There were a lot of points left out there. But it was also the first week that all of those pieces have been healthy for San Francisco. To me, this is a Niners offense that's trending towards being one of the best in the league. You have the great defense on the other side. Bad matchup. I'll lay the 8 here happily with San Francisco on the neutral. Survivor-wise, think it's a really good look.
Okay. Take us through what you're thinking, your thought process as with Cleveland and Buffalo here, as with the weather scenario and what you think. Because, I mean, if you get a ton of snow and you're limiting the passing game, well, here comes Chubb.
Yeah, okay. So this isn't closing 47. It's not closing 46. Uh-huh. It's not closing 45. This could go really, really low.
Yeah.
The storm is being dubbed Snowvember Part 2. In Buffalo, because I guess several years ago, there was a storm that shut down the entire city. Oh. There's a very active Bills community. And within it, there's discussions about how this is something so unusual to people native to the city, because you don't get storm talk like this 3, 4, 5 days in advance. The forecast calls for feet. It's not inches of snow. It is feet of snow. And so we're going to see this total get bashed to the under, because if it is anywhere as close to as bad as being forecasted, you're just not going to be able to move the football one way or the other. It's all going to be on the ground. It's going to be a very slow-paced game. So that's the view on the total. From the side perspective, as we look at this, it's anywhere between 9 and 10 at every sportsbook on the board. A lot of places showing 9.5. If you think of the total coming down, which it absolutely will, as a total comes down, the points on the side and the point spread become a lot more valuable. If this total goes as low as I think it will, the value you're going to get from playing Cleveland on the side is going to grow as the week goes on. But I also think the conditions favor Cleveland too, because like you mentioned, Paul, you're going to get Nick Chubb. You're going to get this running attack for Cleveland against the Bills defense that is built to stop the pass as a run funnel defense that allows the run. Everything here to me, with the conditions, with the matchup, if it all unfolds as badly as it is forecasted to, Cleveland getting 9.5 or 10 points here is very, very good. I'll look at this as 9.5 for sake of the show, Cleveland on the point spread, and we have to hope for really bad snow and conditions in Buffalo on Sunday.
Is that the only game that you know? Again, we're early here in the week, Tuesday morning. Only game that you know of as of right now that's going to be potentially impacted by weather.
So there's in the Northeast as well, there's games in New England. There's games at MetLife for the Giants. You have a game in Baltimore as well. Something that's pretty advantageous for bettors to look at is if you're catching the under in one game and there's a weather system that's impacting the others. If you're looking at potentially a correlated parlay to the unders in those situations, those are typically very good bets to make. The forecast, specifically because of the lake effect and how it's being broken down, looks considerably worse for Buffalo than any of those other spots. But it's a very good angle to keep your eye on the rest of the day today as well as tomorrow, because if there is something that spreads out to these other games in the Northeast, those totals are going to come down in a hurry as well.
How concerned are you what you've seen the last couple of weeks with Philly's run defense? And is this set up now with a big dose of Taylor and you want to grab the points again with the Colts?
It does. So had the Colts last week against the Raiders. I thought it was just the spot where the Raiders were, they're so bad and so poorly coached that they shouldn't be laying that big of a number. And there was potentially going to be a bump for Jeff Saturday. As bad as he was from the coaching staff, the addition of Matt Ryan is going to bump the value of the Colts as well. We haven't seen this number change very much from where we were at a week ago, later the look headlines come out every Tuesday. And so this came out as 8, assuming that Ehlinger was going to start before we had the entire coaching shift as well. And so to me, without that bump that we saw the Colts deserving of against the Raiders, seeing that the coaching staff potentially isn't nearly as bad as we thought that it could be, but also the fact now we have a much better starting quarterback than Sam Ehlinger under center, I think this game has to be 7 at a minimum. I can make the case for this being 6.5. So if you're catching north of the touchdown, you're getting the Colts. And like you mentioned, this is going to be a big Taylor game. I think one of the most underrated positions so far this season with how the league is changing is that defensive tackle slash nose tackle position. Jordan Davis for the Eagles has been out a couple weeks. The Texans did whatever they wanted on the ground on Thursday night. Yesterday, we saw the Commanders get whatever they want. The Colts with Taylor going to have a lot of success too. So I think when you get the dog at home that can run the football, catching more than a touchdown, that's a good spot to be backing here. So I'll go in the plus 7.5 for the show here in the widely available lines, but 8s are out there.
So you think you know a guy, and then he comes on the air last week and he surprises the entire world by saying, give me Jared Goff on the road, and it wins. And you're back today, and are you telling me that you're going to make the case back-to-back weeks for Jared Goff on the road?
Yeah, this is uncharted territory. I haven't been here before where you're potentially making the case there. But look, the Giants, again, last week against the Texans. So they close 4.5 against Houston. Some places closed 5. The entire second half for Houston was basically this giant backdoor cover drive. They had 5 consecutive drives where they could have brought the game within the point spread to cut it to a 4-point game. And they got inside the red zone every single drive in the second half. They combined those drives for 6 total points. So, like, this is a Giants defense that isn't, it's keeping teams out of the end zone, but there's a lot of luck and a lot of fortune with teams driving down the field and stalling inside the red zone. There's penalties, there's turnovers. It's just a lot of bounces going the way of the Giants. The Lions, much better offense than the Houston Texans at this point. As we saw against the Bears, when they're facing a defense that's not very good, they can still move the football. And so, to me, the Giants laying points against an offense that can move it, and just how fortunate they've been with a lot of these bounces, it's a spot where, as much as it pains me, going to have to go back to the Lions here and take the 3 points with Jared Goff.
Okay. How about this line in one of the late games? Now, the Vikings are hot. Yeah, finding ways to win. I understand that they tie the record 7 in a row, all by 1 score. So they go to Buffalo, pull out, get the miracle win. Now they're at home, and they're dogs against Dallas.
I couldn't get to this number. Minnesota has one of the biggest home field advantages in football in terms of the spread that's being added. And so when this was at 2, you're implying that the Cowboys, essentially 3.5 points better than Minnesota on a neutral field. That was too high to me. Took Minnesota. In terms of that regression angle and the one-score games, people are saying that, well, it was inevitable because last year they were so bad at one-score games. They would have to get lucky this year and start getting all of those victories. I disagree with that sentiment, and I think what's happening this year with the Vikings is a product of having a significantly better coaching staff than what this team and franchise has been stuck with for seasons past with Mike Zimmer and how conservative he was. I think it's just you're getting that benefit of the coaching staff that's turning into wins in games that have been really competitive for Minnesota, the majority of which they've had a really big lead as well. So I'm not just looking at this team as a lucky team. I think it's a team that's been well coached through the first 10 weeks, and catching points at home against this Dallas team, just too big of a price tag for me not to pass up. So Minnesota plus 1 on the point spread would be another bet that I would make this week for the side.
Awesome as always. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Chernoff, and you can get his podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap, wherever you listen to your podcast. Best of luck this week.
Thanks very much, guys. Chat soon.
Yeah, be good.
Thank you.
Up next, what we are betting today with our in-pocket plays on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're in.
Here we go. In pocket plays. That's back-to-back losers now with a prop in primetime. No good. Gibson, over 23.5 receiving yards. I guess why throw the football at all when you're just running every single play for 3.5 yards a pop? So that was a loser. I'm moving on. College football this week. Look, I mean, I have to. Matt Eumanns and Paul Stone, great breakdowns today. UNLV's on the road, lane 11.5 at Hawaii. They've been in this spot a few times over the years. They're not good at all, lane points on the road. And I'll give you another one, too. I'm not on it yet, but the Grizzlies are in action tonight. You know how this goes in the first quarter. I love betting them in the first quarter. They're catching one in the first quarter, or they're about plus 115, maybe a little bit higher to win it on the money line. Ja Morant missed the game over the weekend. He's expected to be back tonight. Also, Jaren Jackson's season debut could come tonight as well. I don't know if he's going to, though, and Bane, it appears, is going to miss. So as of right now, this is a stay away from me yet in the Grizzlies for the first quarter.
Okay. Some very good streaks, NBA quarters, and some unbelievable runs in hockey right now. First period overs, goal in the first 10. Follow Ian Duncan for all that as well. Well, I mean, he didn't have the damn ball. Goddard over. To think the time of possession at one point was 30-6. But, you know, Ross Tucker had a great break. Still could have won the game. I mean, yeah. Everything had happened. Not to get enough attention to slide from 58 and 55. And the other thing is they've let the Vikings, not that it was over, there was a lot of time left, but the Vikings now back in it with the one seed scenario after that loss.
Vikings will overtake them, and this is much easier said than done. I mean, if they win this weekend and the Colts shock the world and beat the Eagles, Vikings are your one seed.
Yep, so Goddard over was a loser. I'm adding the Packers. This is not the do theory. And it's very impressed with what Tennessee has done here, and they've covered 7 in a row. But I think you have to like what you watch with Green Bay offensively and how they came back in that game twice. But you think a stinker, a letdown is going to come here with Tennessee at some point. Also, that they have a huge lead in the division as well. So it's a Thursday night game. Looking forward to it. Green Bay laying 3, and then the look-ahead line, which looked great when the line was 6, but Oregon now loses last week, so Oregon look-ahead line laid that 4 against Utah. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
So I think that people around the country are going to hear about this a lot today, what that fumble meant in fantasy leagues by DeVonta Smith last night. Not only did it cost you the no defensive touchdown, special teams touchdown.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And that's how you lost the bet last night, Paul. Yeah. I just got a message from a buddy, and this is a dynasty league. It's a $500 buy-in fantasy league. So that's pretty decent, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
Every game's meaningful. The standings are super tight. Buddy of mine just told me that he looked at the standings. He won because the last pitch by Smith was ruled a fumble. He was actually down by 0.9 points prior to that play. He got negative rushing yards, Smith did, for running backwards, and -2 on the pitch. So because of that, he overcame him, had to have the win because the playoffs are around the corner, and he won last night. That's how he won.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
And I'm sure that that's going to be one of countless fantasy leagues that were overturned last night.
I don't know why it started, but it has to stop.
That play had...
This is just... I'm just going to throw it backwards and go... I mean, you're at the 5-10-yard line.
If there's less than 0% chance of something happening...
Yes.
The way that they were starting that playoff last night, that had less than 0% chance of happening last
night.
Who
was he throwing to? All I saw was Washington players. No, thank you very much. All right. Thank you. There you go.
That's like the one player in the game, the offensive lineman, who came and was down on the ground. He recovered the fumble, and he's like, ah, this is a hot potato, and he just goes, I'm going to throw it backwards 20 yards. That happened 4 or 5 years ago.
That was Washington and Philly, too.
I think it was the same two teams.
Yeah, and that's team covered because
of
that.
And that's how the point spread actually came into play.
Hot potato.
Why recover the fumble? Let me get this out of my hands. Go ahead. Somebody else take it.
Yeah. God, is that annoying.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But clearly the right team won the game last night because the Commanders were much, much better. I couldn't stand what I was watching from the Eagles. Their game plan, again, they were going super fast the entire time, like Mach 3. Didn't even consider running the football until the second half. Couldn't keep, you know, that means that they were on the field with the defense the entire game. And they had 6 minutes of possession at halftime.
Yep.
And then they came out right away in the second half and couldn't do anything. And it's like, okay, well, guess what? Here's Brian Robinson, guys, up the middle for 4 yards. Can you do anything about it? I know Jordan Davis is out, but...
Big loss.
And I like what Sirianni said after the game. He's just like, that was on us, man. We were terrible last night.
I still should have won. Right. The Watkins fumble. The Goddard fumble. I mean, it's a horrible non-call. Again, how do you miss that? Ross is right. Everything should be reviewable. You've been challenged that as well. You should be able to challenge all this, go to review.
Belichick's been on that for many, many years.
I mean, how do you miss that call? It's enormous.
Can't.
It's an enormous call.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the call at the end of the game with Heinicke and what Graham did, that they call, but they missed the blatant face mask. But in any event, you just the Watkins thing. It's like a little awareness. You're in the middle of the field. Someone's chasing you.
Right.
You get up and then bam. You got to protect the ball.
I did notice that people also blamed Hurts for that. They said they underthrew him. I got to go back and watch the play. I didn't feel that in real time, but maybe he did.
I did not see. No, he did not. The bomb to Watkins?
The bomb to Watkins, yeah.
Nah, not.
It's strange, though, right?
Like, you can't. Throw. Well, you also thought they were going to run him out. They get the turnover early, and then they go
up
7-0 right away. Absolutely, right? I counted wrong because the Washington game wasn't on the board yet. 7 games where the point spread's 3 this week. 7.
Oh, man. Ed,
Washington's laying 3 in Houston.
Well, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. If you missed Adam Chernoff 15 minutes ago, well, first of all, it's going to be on the podcast. You can go back and listen on your own time. Just search the Follow the Money podcast. His breakdown on what could happen this weekend in Buffalo with the weather between the Bills and the Browns and why he said, I mean, when that total was 47, he goes, it's not going to close 47. It's not going to close 46. It's not going to close 45. It's going to keep going down. And there's a chance that it could drop significantly because they are talking about like all-timer in that area right now. Now, again, it's early in the week. We'll see how it develops, but when they're talking feet of snow in the forecast, that's probably not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Great pro tip. Keep the weather in mind when placing bets on the game this week, and also when you got to make the bets early, too. I mean, this thing was 47.5 yesterday.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing 45.
Yep.
Right now, I see a 45.
Well, prediction time on this. By the way, that's part of the tip here, too, is that this time of year, you need to be paying attention to this stuff a week in advance. I mean, when the games are coming out on Sunday night, you need to, and that can happen a lot this time of year. But if that number drops to, let's say, I'll just throw out 41, for example, you don't want to bet it at 41 at that point. I would say wait for in play. Because it could be an in-play dream. That game that he referenced was a couple years ago.
That was awesome.
When it was the Bills and the Colts, that was an in-play dream.
Yeah.
With all the snow on the field.
There was a Buffalo-Cleveland game a long time ago in Cleveland.
I remember it.
I think it was Trent Edwards at quarterback.
You remember that game?
There was a safety in that game. That was awesome, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that there was an 8-0 weather game at one point.
I think that was the game.
That might have been the game.
Look that up, Dustin. I think it was 8-0. That was the safety game. There was a missed
extra. That would make sense.
Well, remember, it was a Philly game at home. Remember, it was also McCoy. It was Philly-Detroit. And it was exploded in the second half and went over.
Oh, that's right.
It was so bad you couldn't kick extra points
back
before the rule change. And it still flew over. I think McCoy at 200 yards rushing. It was stupid.
You want to get stupid right now? How about, I don't think this is on the board yet. It probably won't be, but. No touchdown scored in the game.
That is nuts. Huh? That is nuts. Okay, this is good from Corey on Twitter. Corey Lauer. The bar I work at has a sign that says all Journey songs will be skipped. I don't want to hear people scream, "Don't Stop Believing." It's annoying. Top five most annoying songs that you have. That's what Corey sent in at the bar. What was the other bar thing? Did you get something on the bar?
Looking for it right now.
Bottom Girls. What is it?
Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah,
Queen. Played every single night the same exact bar. Yep, that's why I had Semisonic. I mean, if you're from the Midwest, you know exactly what it was so convenient. Hey, guys, it's time to go. Lights are on. Let's play Closing Time. I don't know. I'm sure the band's talked about this over the years. I'm guessing they specifically wrote that song knowing that they would get played at Closing Time at every bar in the world.
Was that it, Dustin? 2007, 8-0 Browns. Was that it? That was the game? All right, that was it. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, there it was. That was in December. That was a, God.
Do you remember, no doubt you do, the primetime game in Pittsburgh between what, Dolphins and Steelers where.
Well, the field was a mess in the rain.
I think it was 3-0
final.
Yeah.
The punt just stuck right there.
The punt goes like this, whoosh, and it just sticks right there. Like, okay, they're not scoring in this
there's
game.
Your dream right there.
That's the ultimate dream.
You go under 6.5 in play.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was like the opposite of Houston SMU. I'll go over 132.5 here.
There were puddles on the field that night.
Yeah, there were so many games that they played there.
It also have high wind? So it was the perfect all-time combination for nothing to happen in the game.
3-0 final.
Like I said, if you missed any of the show today, you can go back and listen on your own time. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcast. Search Follow the Money. And best of luck tonight with your bets. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson. Sign up for more from Beeson. Sign up for more from Beeson. Sign up for more from Beeson.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.